Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Sheila Harsdorf says a trade war could be particularly hard on Wisconsin farmers and growers. According to the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, Wisconsin's top agricultural export markets are Canada, Mexico, and China, three countries that have imposed retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods. Those include Wisconsin staples like cranberries, apples, ginseng, cheese, and more. And the European Union has also put tariffs in place on the cheese industry. President Trump has assessed tariffs on all aluminum and steel imported to the U.S., as well as $34 billion worth of Chinese goods. He's now threatening to impose another $200 billion in tariffs against China. The White House says American companies and workers have been taken advantage of and that it's time to level the playing field. So how much pain can Wisconsin's agricultural producers take, and what is the state doing to help? Secretary Harsdorf joins us now. Secretary, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be with you, Judith.
Well, after that big introduction on tariffs, actually, I want to take a couple minutes to talk about the other reason you're here, which is to encourage us to visit at least one of Wisconsin's many fairs this summer. Why should we go?
Well, fairs are a wonderful opportunity for people both from rural communities, from farms, and from the city to see all that's happening. It's a great way to connect with the impact that agriculture has on our personal lives. And most importantly, fairs are a great way for young people through 4-H, FFA, and other youth organizations to gain leadership skills and lifelong friendships that prepare them for a career as they get older.
And in a recent press release, you urged people, when they go to the fair, to talk to farmers, ask them about their animals and how their crops are grown. Why do you think that's an important connection to make?
Well, I think, frankly, the consumer wants to feel connected to where their food comes from, and so this gives them an opportunity to talk directly with farmers, and see the livestock and how well they're taken care of and talk about how their food is produced. But it's also, one of the things that's also important to recognize is not only fairs are, display the typical long traditional projects like livestock and cooking and clothing. 4-H has delved into any possible project, and so it's really also an opportunity for families and young people to think about joining one of these great youth organizations and participating, because they have projects for everyone, all the way from photography to rocketry to computers to you pretty much name it.
And from the farmer's perspective, why are fairs still so important?
Well, as someone who has exhibited both as a 4-H'er and for many years as an open-class dairy exhibitor, it's just a great way for the community to come together, for families to come together, and to really develop such special relationships and to share experiences and just best practices as well.
So the big Wisconsin State Fair in West Allis is August 2nd through the 12th. What's going to be new and exciting this year at the fair?
There's going to be something for everyone. Obviously, I encourage people to come and visit the livestock displays, exhibitors, as well as they've got great food from the cream puffs to milkshakes. And, of course, for those who like the carnival rides, there's that as well. There's numerous opportunities for entertainment, low-cost entertainment, some of it free. But there's really something for everyone, and it's just a fun time to get out and enjoy the great food that we have at the fair, as well as visit with friends, neighbors, and get to know some of the Wisconsin farmers from around the state.
We're going to put you on the spot, Secretary Harsdorf. What's your favorite fair food?
I love fair food. you always have your favorites. And obviously the cream puff is one of them.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing about how you enjoyed your I'm guessing annual cream puffs. Those aren't something that you can have every week.
For sure. But you can every day at the fair.
That's true. Well, the fairs are a great way to get really connected to Wisconsin's agriculture history and present day. And these tariffs and counter tariffs are certainly affecting or threatening to affect those industries. We saw that you were quoted in an article saying that Wisconsin could be the second hardest hit state by this trade war. How worried are you about the impact of these tariffs?
There's a lot of concern, and obviously we recognize the importance of having fair trade, and in some cases, there's There's real concern of that, but there's also a concern about just the talk about the tariffs and some of them going into place and how that's affecting commodity prices.
And President Trump is saying that, you know, his tariff policy is to get better trade deals for the United States. Do you think that's the best way to go about it?
You know, obviously, I support efforts to make sure that we do have fair trade deals. The challenge is right now, agriculture has, across most of the commodities, been faced with low commodity prices for an extended period of time. And so the challenge right now is we just really can't take any more pain. And obviously, different states are affected differently by what is impacted by tariffs. But you know, with agriculture being a key industry in our state and exports important to agriculture, there is a lot of concern about the potential impact that it would have on farmers who are already financially strapped.
Have you been able to share your specific Wisconsin concerns with the Trump administration about these tariffs?
I actually have, and I was pleased I had an opportunity to spend an evening and a morning with the Deputy Secretary from USDA earlier in June, and we talked about, and I conveyed to him the importance of trade to our state, and he assured me that he has shared that with the Secretary, who has in turn shared that with the President.
And have you been able to speak with your counterparts in other states that have concerns maybe about different products, but similar concerns about the impact that these tariffs might have on their own producers?
Well, earlier this month, I was at a conference with a number of other department heads from the Midwest, and we as agricultural states, variation in commodities, but all agricultural states recognize the importance of trade and the concern that that exists in the farming community.
We're talking with Sheila Harsdorf right now. She's Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We're talking about the impact of tariffs and counter-tariffs on Wisconsin industries. And yesterday, we talked with Sartori Cheese President Jeff Schwager. He said about a third of the company's exports go to Mexico. And to keep prices down for Mexican consumers, he said Sartori is paying half of the 25% tariff. As a result, he said what was a profitable part of business is now, quote, unquote, maybe breaking even at best. What can the state of Wisconsin do to support companies like Sartori?
Well, one of the things is obviously expressing the importance of fair trade agreements to the administration. We are, you know, and convey that to the impact. And one of the things that the department is doing is recognizing the importance of market development, whether it's domestic or internationally. For an extended period of time, the department has performed trade missions, trying to build markets. And so while we recognize the importance of maintaining the existing markets, we're also looking at how we can expand into new markets. And so one of the things that we'll be doing this fall is having what we're calling is a reverse buyer's mission, where we're going to be inviting a number of people from different countries to our state to showcase the quality products, where they're produced, how they're produced, in an effort to expand the markets that we have now.
Wisconsin is America's leading exporter of ginseng, which I'm not sure everyone knows. Farmers are already reeling from a 15% tariff that China levies on ginseng that went into place 3 months ago. One ginseng grower told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that as the tariffs go on, the larger agricultural industries that have money for powerful lobbyists, like maybe soybeans or pork, may end up seeing reforms or some kind of deals while industries like ginseng get left behind. What do you say about that? What would you say to that ginseng grower?
Well, at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, we recognize the importance of not only the dairy industry, but the specialty crops that Wisconsin is known for. And that would include ginseng, cranberries, and, you know, just a host of others. But those are important industries. And, you know, 95% of the ginseng that's exported from the U.S. comes right from the central Wisconsin. And so it's something that we recognize the importance of those industries to our state.
And as we start to wrap up, Secretary Harsdorf, yesterday, Sartori Cheese President Jeff Schwager also shared that that one of the hardest parts is not knowing how long these tariffs might be in place, and that uncertainty can really be difficult for Wisconsin producers of many kinds. Very briefly, what can we do to help the producers weather that that uncertainty?
Well, that's actually what's so important to agriculture, is to have certainty, and that's one of the challenges with the trade talks that are taking place, is it's creating a great deal of uncertainty.
And unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. Secretary Harsdorf, thank you for joining us. Sheila Harsdorf is Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. We talked about the impact of tariffs on Wisconsin.